Can you hear me?
You can hear you, Ronnie.
Yes, yeah, we are having a problem with the the chairperson is having a connectivity issue very much. He's not so detailed. He was online, but all of a sudden he's...
Hello?
Hello?
Good morning, Chair.
Hello? Hello?
We can hear you, Dr. Mutsera.
How are you, Mr. Nuku?
How are you?
And in South Africa's brand.
Yeah, this is the versus your name.
Any problem. Yeah, I'm in your Werner
Hall, Wuhan. Fine, thank you. You, chairperson?
I'm fine, it's good to see you, and you all look so well, and this is encouraging. It means we are observing the lockdown regulations. Where is Advocate Bonani? Are we correcting?
Yes, Roger.
Can we start? Honorable members, honorable members, can you all hear me? Thank you very much for attending this meeting at short notice. I'm happy to see that you are still all well, and we have been...
Prof.
Hello? Who is calling on me? Hello, can you all hear me?
We can all hear you.
Hi, Mapula. Muhandet. Nee, baie goed. Hartelijke welkom. Advocate Bonani, what is your agenda? Advocate Romano, can you hear me? Do members hear me?
Very clearly.
Very well, Chair.
Okay, welcome to this meeting, and thank you very much for responding to a meeting called Short Notice. We had hoped that by now, by this weekend, we would have finalized our public hearings. But you all know what happened in Limpopo, where there were some unfortunate incidents. But we are a people's parliament. We cannot run away from the people. If there are challenges, we have to resolve the challenges. So we convened this meeting to seek your approval that the group A, which was in Limpopo, should go back to Limpopo and finish its work, because we believe that the challenges really are about political management, and we think that we are adequate to the task. We should be able to manage those challenges We don't expect that the problems of last week will repeat themselves. But also we had received complaints from the farmers in Waterberg who feel that they are being left out, and we felt that this process is very important. We shouldn't have anyone feeling that they're being left out. So we want to recommend to this committee that we not only go back to Polokwane, but we also go to Waterberg, which means that if you agree, this weekend we will go to Polokwane and go to Waterberg and then complete our work. And we were encouraged when we were in the Northern Cape that Agri SA was fully cooperative. They attended our meetings and they were with us from DR, Kimberley, and they went with us to Upington and went with us to Springbok. And I think Honorable Nugu, you know, polished these Africans because he was he had become part of them, and he also encouraged all of us to interact with the members of Agri SA. So we were actually working as a team, and the cooperation was excellent, and therefore we believe that Agri SA, being a legitimate representative of the farmers, when they call on us to not leave out Waterberg, we should heed their call, and that's why we felt that we should convene and not unilaterally take a decision. But also I just want to say that when we were in the western south coast, AfriForum also participated. They made their input, so that I guess all South Africans are realizing that it is through dialogue that we can find solutions to our problems. And we made it clear that we don't have to agree, but it is important that everyone be accorded the opportunity to express their views, so that when we come back as the committee to meet, we give due consideration to all the views that have been expressed by all our people, both black and white. So basically, the purpose of this meeting is really to seek a mandate from myself that we don't abandon the failed meeting in Polokwane. We go back to Polokwane and then we find another venue in Waterberg, and as I said, the failure was really, with due respect, a question of political management, and I think we are adequate to the task. I will lead that team. I have no doubt that we will succeed in having successful meetings in Polokwane and Waterberg. So that is the issue. The second issue that we want to consult with you is that AfriForum raised an issue at the United Nations about the Section 21 proceedings and the position of government on Israel, and suggested that therefore South Africa must be declared a terrorist state because of its position. But you will know that as South African, we are known for finding solutions to our own problems. And that's how we also found a peaceful resolution to our problems. But we cannot stop South Africans who want to approach any forum for whatever reason to do that. But it's our responsibility to engage with them and say, as South Africans, let's talk here at home before we engage foreigners in our affairs. So we will also we also felt that we should bring that matter to our attention, so that when we engage with AfriForum, you shouldn't be surprised what are this engagement about, because we have found that the people in AfriForum are reasonable people. They are prepared to talk, and we shall talk, we engage with them, and because we want to find solutions by ourselves as South Africans, because only solutions found by ourselves can be lasting solutions. So with your permission, can we deal with the first issue? The first issue is a request for a mandate from yourself that Group A goes back to Polokwane and adds Waterberg to accommodate the farming community there. Any taker?
Thank you very much, Chair. It's Honorable Mashati.
Yes.
I have raised my hand.
Yes. Yes, Honorable Mashati.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Good morning, Honorable Members. Chairperson, I want to make an input on the presentation that you have made in relation to the rerun of the public hearing in Limpopo. I must indicate from the onset that all other public hearings, because I was part of that team, went very well. The only problem was in Polokwane, to be precise. Now, the discussion today, as per the agenda, is mainly to discuss the rerun of Polokwane. And I think we must subject ourselves to the rerun of Polokwane. And we should not add any other district or any venue over and above what we have. Reason being, one, we have adopted a program as an ad hoc committee. That's point one. Point two, the farming community, or the particular constituencies that you are referring to, has been given an opportunity to make submissions and to participate in all these public hearings. And issue of the ad hoc committee is not here to deal with the particular constituency, it's dealing with South Africans. If a particular farming community somewhere else can raise concerns also, does that mean that we're going to go to those venues? Now, I want us to subject ourselves to what we are dealing with the program that we have initially adopted, and deal with Polokwane, only Polokwane. We should not add other venues because we will not be consistent as an ad hoc committee. And secondly, Chair, on the same matter, this process does not stop here. It's going to go to the NCOP. And my input on the matter is that when the NCOP does this particular process, it will consider all other district municipalities that we might not have went to, including Eastern Cape and other provinces. There are other provinces that are way back than Limpopo. Therefore, let's not confuse issues. Let's stick to the mandate of the ad hoc committee. Let's stick to this particular issue of, let's ensure that we focus on Polokwane and nothing else but Polokwane. Second fourth feature, which is the last issue. The team was led by Advocate Bong when we went to Polokwane. And if we're going to say we're going to put the same team back, let it be, because it was not the failure of the team in as far as the collapse of Polokwane public hearing. But it was a failure in terms of what transpired there. The team that was there is capable, was capable of running that particular public hearing, and it did due diligence, it did the best it could under the circumstances. And I think all political parties which were there, they would agree with us this particular motion. And on the issue of Africa Forum and other forums that they've gone to and so on and so forth, I don't think after the agenda item, this is an issue that we need to discuss here and now. We will have time to discuss it at a later stage, but at this point, I don't see any need for us to discuss it to go in depth in this. And lastly, if we want to be consistent, we have gone to four districts in all municipalities, in all provinces. What makes Limpopo special? Can we just stick to the program as it is and go to Limpopo? Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Masate. Any other input, Honorable Tobongwan?
My hand, Chair, is also...
Thank you, Chair.
Who are you?
Who is that?
Yeah.
Please add me as well, Chair. I'm sorry, Clubber.
Okay. Okay. Honorable Ntobongwan.
Program, and we raised
the possibility of what could happen if more than 250 people would arrive at any particular venue. We were given the assurance that plans would be made. There was something even mentioned of two sessions following the one following the other. Now clearly this has not happened. The problem is that returning there, although one wants to give everyone the opportunity to speak on this particular topic, it will be at the expense of the taxpayer. And what makes it even more problematic is that this is not due to the public itself. This is due to political parties and their inability to control their supporters. So this is because the ANC and the EFF could not control their supporters. Now, Chair, you have said this will not happen again. What guarantee do we have? Because we know that you say and you speak on behalf of the ANC, but what guarantee do we have from the EFF side? So I want to raise this as a serious concern. Thank you.
The EFF are here. They will speak for themselves. Honorable Buthelezi.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. My contribution on this matter was to support your presentation that the committee goes back to Limpopo and the view that the other segment is also considered. One does not dispute the fact that the program was adopted with the other grade two, but I think we should also understand that this is a matter for South Africans as much as it's said, but South Africans are made up of different constituencies. So I don't think there is any harm if there is a request and we actually heed that request, because we must always try to make sure that we accommodate everyone with different people's process. So if there's nothing that would be fundamentally wrong for the committee to include other communities, I would suggest that we do so. If maybe some people feel that they are covered, I think they might as well not attend that particular hearing and leave those that have requested to be attended to. Thank you very much.
Okay, Honorable Chivambo.
Oh no, thanks, Chair. I agree that we should reconvene the Polokwane engagement. So we made a public statement through the president of the EFF that the incident was unfortunate and that our members were not supposed to engage in the scaffold that led to the postponement of that program. And I don't think that we should be in the approach that was said earlier, that that must be too restrictive. Like, let's allow whoever, if the committee member wants to be part of the hearings, must do that. If the chairperson thinks he must go and preside over that process, let him do it. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, it's, everyone is available who can attend to the Polokwane public hearing must do it in terms of what happens. And I don't have a problem with Waterbank proposal, but the basis upon which to say we should go to Waterbank Chair is problematic, because we seem to be tiptoeing around these minority concerns and everything. So every time you speak, you are too sensitive about white people. That seems to be the obsession most of the time, that Afro Forum this and Afro Forum that. But that's why even the second item that you raised here is not relevant here. We have got a mandate from Parliament to amend Section 25 of the Constitution. What Afro Forum does is it has nothing to do with us. It's their own obsession and craziness. That doesn't deserve our attention now. Let them do whatever they want to do. We know what we stand for, that we operate within the constitutional democracy in the manner that it is. So I don't think that anyone will really die. Like, this guy would remain where it is, even if we go to Waterbank, but not for the people that some white, some other thing must come there. It must be a community consultation, which just wants to cover as much ground as possible. So if we are going to go to Polokwane, well, we might as well go to Waterbank. There's nothing wrong, nothing is going to happen. We don't lose anything. We're just aiding into broadening the consultation process in this regard. Thank you, Chair.
Is there any other hand? Honorable members, I accept all the criticism But I can see that there are those who say, don't go to Waterberg. You know, you have done very well handling a very sensitive matter. And I guess you all want to see this process concluded without us being taken to court. And therefore, I tend to agree with the Honorable Bulebutelezi and Honorable Shibambo that there would be no harm if we go to Waterberg. For instance, in the Eastern Cape, in the Northern Cape, a point was made that we must add the R, and we added the R. The skies did not fall. And therefore, I don't think that any skies will fall if we add Waterberg. Anyway, Waterberg is on our way from Polokwane. So I really want to appeal with members that let's not spoil the good work that you have done at the last minister. I appeal with you that let's agree with Honorable Shibambo and Honorable Buchelezi that we had Waterberg. And I agree with you, Honorable Members, that let's leave out the question of AfriForum from this person. Maybe that's a political issue that will be handled in another forum. But with regard to the team that goes there, I also want to say that you will know that there are no two ad hoc committees. There's only one ad hoc committee chaired by myself. And now it's only Limpopo that is left. There are no longer two groups. So I will lead that team in Limpopo. And also, Honorable Shibambo would say, those who are available want to come because there's only one ad hoc committee.
Honorable Chair?
Yeah?
Honorable
yes.
Chair?
Yeah.
I think you are round up. There are still hands. There are people that you have pointed that they are going to speak and we have not done.
No, you see,
before
I
you round up there, you allow people to speak.
Yeah. Honorable Kaba and Honorable Mugasa.
Yes, thank you very much, Chair, and greetings to the colleagues. Chair, the meeting was convened urgently to address what happened in Polokwane. In other words, to review the public hearing that was meant to take place in Polokwane. I don't think that it was convened to review the program. I think we have to be consistent. If we want to review the program, let's do a holistic review of the program, and look at which other places we think we should extend the public hearings to. At the moment, we are dealing with Polokwane. It was on the program. It couldn't take place because of what happened there. And now we are saying we can't deny the people that we had promised to listen to, the opportunity to listen to them. It is on those bases that we are deciding today to rerun the public hearing. I think we have to be consistent. Otherwise, Chair, we will be accused of having not been consistent, even on the decisions that we ourselves have actually taken. Let's today look at that. We may have to come back and review the whole program, but I don't think we need to do so. I think it has been mentioned before that, number one, we had the CRC process in 2018 that was looking at the desirability. It went, conducted public hearings throughout the country. And now the second phase is a Section 25 ad hoc committee, and is doing that. In fact, the CRC, it was SOP and NA. Again, now it's Section 25, NA, and so SOP is going to undertake the same process. It may have to it may have to go to areas that the Section 25 NA committee has not been to. So on those basis, Chair, let us not disrupt the program. Let us not add any public hearing at the moment. And let's leave it to the process. Thank you so much. Let's agree to that.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Murat Sessan?
Chairperson, thank you.
Honorable Murat.
Chairperson, thank you for the opportunity. Can you hear me?
Yes,
can you hear me?
Certainly, I do.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Chairperson, let us appreciate your spontaneous response to the situation that ensued Go Limpopo in Capricorn region. It is true that such a disruption couldn't have been left without being attended to. We must appreciate you for that. But for starters, Chairperson, let us indicate that the hearings in Limpopo collapsed in the hands of a particular group deployed there. And my proposal will therefore say, number one, I would support the view that says the hearings, the public hearings, must be rerun. That is the first thing. And secondly, I would further say, can we kindly allow Group B, which was deployed there, to go and finish their unfinished work? By so saying, I'm not saying those who will be free could not go and beef up. But in principle, I'm saying, can we kindly allow the group in whose hands the process collapsed to go and finish the unfinished work? Politically, this has got a meaning and implication. You see, if we go and take another group to say they must go and leave. For example, you and I who were in Northern Cape, it might be seen and politically be interpreted to say it means Group B is a failure. Hence, my proposal for that, as I say, let's allow the group in whose hands the meeting collapsed to go and finish their work. And we make it a point that we tighten all the loose ends. This is the first point. Let me come now to the issue of adding another vein. You see, Jefferson, the challenge we are having here is we have already adopted a program. And that thing in itself, it has got a political meaning. We are operating under circumstances where a program was adopted by the portfolio committee. And for us to make any additions, it is likely to have some legal implications or whatsoever. Ubaba Kaba, Honorable Kaba has just indicated that, you see, the process we are running will equally be rerun, or there is the NCOP which will have to make follow-ups in the next round. And to find Limpopo out of four, having added the fifth one, when that did not happen in all other provinces, I think in itself it will politically not be right, and I believe legally also be challengeable. Hence, I'm saying, Baba Chair, can we allow the first group B to go and finish their work? And number two, if there is going to be additions, other people who need to support, they must know they are supporting group B, which was deployed there. Number two, we don't add water back. I can hear you are trying to misinterpret Honorable Shivambu. Honorable Shivambu was not supporting that we must go to water back. He was saying there must be nothing wrong, but reasons given for purposes of going there were the one which were a little bit questionable. Thank you very much.
Is there any other hand again? Honorable members, I am a Democrat, and that's why I convened this meeting. It is quite clear that the majority say we shouldn't go to Waterbed, and I accept that. And I also agree with the Honorable Mrwatseta when he says that Group B should not be replaced by Group A. But I just want to point out that these groups were established under my chairpersonship. So I'm the chairperson of all the groups, and I'm saying the outstanding work is in Limpopo. I will lead Group B in Limpopo. And I also communicated with the Honorable Bongo, who I had asked to help me in Limpopo. He has some challenges, and he wanted to be allowed time to deal with those challenges. So we will excuse him from there, but I also...
Honorable Chair?
Yeah?
I must indicate Honorable Bongo is available.
Yeah, but I'm saying this is the only issue place that is available, and the chair is available, so I cannot abdicate my responsibility because I'm accountable to Parliament for making sure that this matter is available. Honorable Bongo was helping the chair because the committee was divided into two. So I'm saying I'm available to go to Limpopo to finish the work. Thank you.
Honorable Chair?
Yeah.
Honorable Kelezi?
Yes.
Yes. Let me say one thing for record, Honorable Chairperson, because I think the majority of the committee members have dismissed the request that we add another venue, which I don't have a problem. But it must be noted that it should be on the basis of that the committee, the majority committee, felt there is no need, but not on the basis of the process itself and the procedure. Because by visiting an extra place does not suggest in any way that we are actually looking at the program holistically. There is a particular request of which the committee has a right to accept or deny. It has nothing to do with the process and the procedure and the fact that we had agreed to stay with these places A, B, C, D. If there is a request that has come forth, I believe that the only request that is before you, Chairperson. If the committee feel that we cannot go there, that's fine, but it shouldn't be mixed as to say that would be meaning re-looking at the whole program itself. I don't believe with that sentiment. Thank you.
I think Honorable Kaba addressed that issue when he said we should be consistent. I think that is persuasive, but I also I understand your point, because if we can be accused of not being consistent, that may throw up other challenges. And as I say, this process was a very difficult process, and it went off very well. We don't want to spoil it at the end of the day, so we will go to Limpopo and rerun, and we appreciate the undertaking by the leadership of the EFF that
because the Dr. Rodriguez was saying it is the ANC and the EFF who caused the problem, and we have an undertaking from the EFF that this will not happen again, and then we want to make an appeal on all political parties to prevail on their members not to create problems at the end. So I'm also persuaded that those members who are not part of the group B who are available are welcome to come, because we are not two ad hoc committees. We are one ad hoc committee. Honorable members, I think we are in agreement that we're going back to Limpopo, and that's the mandate that we sought, and we should go there because sometimes some people are not available, and we don't want to be chasing others during the last minute to say, can you fill in the gap? So we agree that those who are available are welcome to join us, because we are one ad hoc committee and one chairperson. So the ad hoc committee is going back. But the principal actors are Group B members, because they were there.
Chair.
Yes.
My plea is that the ANC, you must handle your issues in your own study groups and meetings, because you seem to be communicating different things there, and it's confusing. Please sort out your issues, and instead of coming to come with contradictory issues here, it's not sustainable. It doesn't look good. And everything else, yeah.
Council
issues then, because there's confusion of what is happening, Bongo is available, is not available, what. Sort the issues on your own corners before you come to a meeting.
Oh, Honorable Shibambo, with due respect, this is a meeting of the ad hoc committee. We are interested in the proceedings of the ad hoc committee. It is quite clear that the majority is saying we are going back to Limpopo, including yourself, and there is an acceptance that there was a problem between the EFF and ANC, and we have given up an undertaking that will not happen again. And it's not in question that we are one ad hoc committee, and we have one chairperson, and that chairperson is myself, and I'm going to chair the meeting in Limpopo. So that's all. Thank you very much. Honorable members, thank you very much.
Chairperson?
Yes.
Chairperson?
Yes.
Can we have an indication of who those of who all be going to Limpopo? We know the members of Group B, but you know, if there are extra members who will be joining, can we please have that information?
Yes, what is the exact date? What is the exact date and time?
Honorable Advocate Bonani, that's a very good intervention. I think we need to know who wants to join us in the Popo. Secondly, we need to know the date that will be in Popo. But preferably this weekend, because the Portfolio Committee on Public Works have started a process which is related to this one, and we need to synchronize this date, otherwise there may be a problem. Honorable Advocate Bonani, when do you want us to go to the court?
Chairperson?
Yes.
Like you have already indicated, can't we say the issue of the date and the issue of the people apart from members of Group B who will be going to Limpopo, it will be done administratively. Because, to be honest, Chair, for Bonani to come up with a date now, that date might come and be in collusion with your date. And like you put it to your, you want to chair it, it may not go and be implementable. And I'm saying, can it be done administratively? It will be communicated, people will indicate, rather than to try and address it now and here.
Yeah, Advocate Romano. Advocate Romano.
Yes, sir.
I'm persuaded by Honorable Moroset. I think let's deal with this question of those who are available administratively, but I think work on the basis that we go back to Limpopo this weekend. I'm in communication with the chair of chairs, because if we prolong this process, we may run into conflict with other parliament processes by the Department of Public Works. Okay, thank you very much. So, honorable members, can we adjourn the meeting on that basis?
Chairperson?
Yes,
thank you, Chairperson. Now, I just want to ask the support staff to actually remain behind. Thank you,
Chairperson. Thank you very much. Dr. Tuli, thank you very much for being in attendance, and thank you very much, Advocate Romano, for bringing critical issues to our attention. And the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.